off the top of your head, but make it as long as you want.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this recording. I am going to talk about different aspects of love, or different kinds of love, or different elements of love. So in my experience, love is experienced in different ways. One is romantic love, which everybody talks about. They know how, you know, two people feel about each other intensely, soulmates, you know, companions forever. So that's one thing. And the second kind of love is what it brings, or what it does for people. How do they feel inside, which is joy. And that is unending joy, because you are so involved in that relationship that, and trying to understand the other person intensely is what brings that kind of joy. And happiness. Happiness is kind of in the same realm as joy, but it's maybe more a state where it's brought on by things like doing something for that person, created that state for a temporary time or temporarily, while joy can be a deeper state and long-lasting. Now, another element of joy is actually friendship. So that relationship is, again, such a blessing from above or divine, where there is no, there's unending joy in it, because you have this relationship where there is no pretenses, there is no give and take to the fact that it's not like an exchange. And so real friendship or true friendship is just being there for the other person no matter what, and accepting the other person for who they are. And the last one is compassion, which is a form of kindness. And kindness and compassion kind of go together. And this is amazing, because this is almost like service to others. And when you are lost, or when you lose yourself in the service to others, it is just intense compassion. And that brings about a certain feeling inside of you, which is very, very, again, deep. All these aspects of love are so wonderful, because they bring on certain increase in higher vibrations and shifts people's consciousness to a level which is very much high, in the sense that the person starts looking at everybody as a part of him or her, instead of looking at them in separate ways. And so that kind of brings about and comes or brings even things like you don't complain about others, you don't find fault with others, and even if you've done it in the past, you would have forgiven them, because it's something which is overwhelming or overpowering feeling, which is amazingly, you know, amazing kind of a experience. So you only do it because of just the feeling you get from it, and you have nothing to gain from it. So it's not like a secondary gain. So that explains my explanation of love.